Hi, this is Paul. I wanted to do a short teaser video on the much longer video that I'll be doing this week. Last week, the Rubin Report, Dave Rubin had Sam Harris on, and I thought an excellent conversation, a substantive conversation, in anticipation of the four conversations that Sam Harris and Jordan Peterson will be having in the month of June and July. And as I listened to the Sam Harris conversation, I thought, I have the question, will Jordan Peterson and Sam Harris get hung up on what is religion? Now, when I go into the longer video, I'll do a much deeper dive. But again, the purpose of this video is just a short overview. I'm going to raise some of the questions. And I've been putting out some tremendously long videos lately, and so this is just a little short one. What is religion? Jordan Peterson says your religion is your axioms from which you act in the world. And remember, for Jordan Peterson, the world is a form for action. And that's in contrast with Sam Harris, for whom religion is a set of supernatural stories that you may or may not believe truthfully correspond to the world of objects and literal events. In other words, for Sam Harris, the world is a space of objects. Now, I've gone through in my past videos about Dillahunty and my past videos from last week, I've gone through a bit of how they differ on truth. That's where they got hung up on their first conversation. They could very quickly get hung up on religion for some of these same reasons. And so in my longer video, I'm going to do a much bigger analysis of both Peterson and Harris on religion and also some ways to engage with this. How do people work with respect to religion? For Jordan Peterson, people work out their true religious presuppositions or axioms regardless of what they say. In other words, people are the rider and the elephant, and the rider is chattering, and so the rider could say that they're very religious, but the elephant beneath could be very secular, and in fact, the elephant is probably acting much more like the community in which the elephant, for the most part, lives than what the rider says. The rider, again, continues to try to make the elephant look good. Sam Harris will say people act, and we're going to have to get into the question of free will, and decide, there's free will again, whether or not to engage in religion or live rational lives. And for him, rational means religionless. And again, what's going to be difficult for Peterson and Sam Harris is that there are all these words that sound the same, but both Peterson and Harris are using them in very different ways. And perhaps Brett Weinstein can slow them down and have them expose some of the ways and assumptions that they have these words. And if they don't slow down and walk carefully through this and maybe find third words that they could agree upon so that they could be talking about comparing apples to apples, they're going to get tripped up and in some of the ways that they did in their two conversations already. Are career atheist Christians? Sam Harris noted this in his conversation with Dave Rubin, and Sam Harris found this very frustrating, very offensive, and Sam Harris is right in that Peterson can dig in sometimes. And so for Jordan Peterson, if you are from the West, your religious axioms, now again, remember his definition of religion, your religious axioms, conscious or not, were shaped by Christianity. Some of those include the idea that we have free will, the imago Dei, which is the image of God, or as Jordan Peterson calls, a spark of divinity or a shard of divinity, and also the idea of moral responsibility. These are deeply entrenched beliefs within the Christian way of thinking, and per Jordan Peterson, within the culture. In fact, these assumptions are so deep within our cultural system, we cannot imagine having our legal structures, or we cannot imagine living our lives without them. They are that deeply entrenched. And so if you act out these things, regardless of what your rider says, or what your surface formal religion says, you embrace or reject. You are acting like a Christian. And actually, if Peterson gets into some of the Islamic conversation with Sam Harris, basically one of the things you could say to Sam Harris is your objections against Islamist behaviors are because they are not Christian, and your critique of them is coming from standing upon a Christian platform. And Jordan Peterson is going to hit him with this again and again and again and again, but this is something, again, that Sam Harris denies and rejects out of hand, outright. And so again, if they get stuck here, it's going to be hard for them to get beyond it. Sam Harris says no. Now again, remember what I said earlier. You act out what you consciously choose to embrace or reject. You freely choose and can govern yourself. Now what we're going to get into is the assumption beneath this are that we are these free, rational, conscious human beings that are transparent to ourselves. And therefore we know what we believe, and the idea of treating other people as sacred, that the sacredness of human life that Sam Harris himself will champion. Peterson will say, you're talking like a Christian. And Sam Harris will say, I'm not a Christian at all. So Christians are people who believe made up stories with supernatural content. And if you reject these things, there is nothing Christian about you. And I have other atheist friends who pretty much say exactly this to me. And I'm then cast in Jordan Peterson's seat. And I say, I really don't know how you can say this. But again, if you listen to Sam Harris on Dave Rubin, this is a real collision that I don't know these two will get past. See, my skepticism about Sam Harris's position is that we are not transparent to ourselves and we don't govern ourselves. And I come to this position as a pastor watching people, and in fact, living in a church where we regularly champion as Christians many of these positions, and we ourselves who on Sunday will embrace these things as Christians, on Monday we will betray them. This is how human beings are. We are natural born hypocrites. We are natural born sinners. We are natural born liars. And the big problem is we often really don't even know that we are doing this. We just do it. We are not transparent to ourselves. We are not fully in control of ourselves. The self-conscious agent, okay, Sam Harris talked a lot about consciousness, and I want to get into that in my longer video. The self, or our conscious agent, is far more free and less constructed for Sam Harris than Jordan Peterson. And that's a deep irony, because dependent on the system that Matt Dillahunty and Sam Harris share is this idea that even, Matt Dillahunty said it in his video, even my regard for human life is built in genetically to me because my parents had regard for human life. That is at such a deep level. You know, that is like a firmware level, not even a software level. This is in the BIOS of the machine, these guys say, put in there through evolution, that we don't even know. This impulse within us is not transparent to ourselves. That's their assertion. But then to have a human anthropology that says, I am fully transparent to myself. I am fully free to make my choices right now. There are lots of ironies with these two talking over these things. This is a very deep irony given the naturalism or the naturalist materialism that they are espousing. So in my longer video, I'm going to ask the question, can we sidestep the word religion and maybe find other ways to articulate exactly the two things that they disagree on so maybe we can make some progress forward? Is Jordan Peterson right that we are deeply constructed culturally and morally? Are we less transparent to ourselves than we think? Why does Jordan Peterson think this? Well, he's a clinical psychologist. How can Sam Harris not think this? This is a foundational belief in nearly all contemporary social sciences and even historical studies. This is foundational for psychology, sociology, anthropology, and history. It is more consistent with human inconsistency and error. This is the way we explain things. And in fact, we explain away things when we say, well, you're behaving this way because your family, your parents taught you this way. In the longer video, I'll get into what then is Sam Harris's foundation or core assumptions about what is a human being? What is consciousness? How do we act in the world? Why do we believe what we believe? And then what is our telos, our purpose, our end, or our goal? And then basically the question is, does Sam Harris believe he's actually arrived at being the Ubermensch, Nietzsche's Superman, or is he just naive? So there's a little brief a little brief teaser into the longer video that I'm preparing for later this week, and I'm going to do a deeper dive into Jordan Peterson, why he believes stories are foundational for assumptions, even when we're disconnected from these stories. And we'll do a much deeper dive into Sam Harris's conversation about consciousness. When he hears Jordan Peterson on Unbelievable say, Sam Harris doesn't know anything about consciousness, Sarah Harris has a long discourse on consciousness in the Dave Rubin, in the Dave Rubin report. And so we are going to take that apart and ask, okay, Sam Harris sees consciousness. And Sam Harris, in some ways, sounds a lot like a phenomenologist when he's speaking in certain ways. But how does this seem to work in Sam Harris's broader worldview? So there's a teaser. I've kept it to 10 minutes. And later this week, I'll put that other thing out. Today, I'm putting out a conversation I did about the Christian Reformed Church Synod that may or may not interest some of you. It's there for you to watch if you want to.